This is GQDN for Thursday, March 20th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including Quest-worthy. It's good stuff. Real good stuff. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. Good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some free games going on and a game's coming back to PlayStation. Interesting. And a little bit of Monster Hunter Wilds news as well. But we begin today with PCGamer.com, and they gave some explanations on why layoffs happened in D&D via Hasbro. And they also talked about Sigil, the video game, because they tried to make a virtual laptop, or tabletop, not laptop, but tabletop. And that was a digital space where you could play Dungeons & Dragons, but that's where Dungeons & Dragons did get some layoffs after that release. And that was a part of Sigil. Now, that was posted by Andy Collins on his LinkedIn post, because he was a senior writer for Dungeons & Dragons. But the report came from Rascal News, and that did reveal an internal memo. So, here's how it reads. Quote, "After several months of alpha testing, we've concluded that our aspirations for Sigil as a larger standalone game with a distinct moderation path will not be realized. As such, we cannot maintain a large development effort, and most of the Sigil team will be separated from the company this week. We are, however, proud of what the Sigil team has developed and want to make sure that the fans and players of the D&D Beyond can use it. To that end, we will transition Sigil to a DDB feature. We will maintain a small team to sustain Sigil and release products already developed at no additional cost to users," end quote. So the game did get made, once again, but a portion of it stayed, and everybody else got laid off. Well, would Japan like that or not? Polygon.com said that Assassin's Creed Shadows Day 1 patch did appease the Japanese government because of their concerns over the destructible shrines. Shrines. Yeah, that one. So, the game did launch today, and the developer, Ubisoft, did sneak in the last-minute patch that did make some adjustments to the games, along with temples and shrines. Now, the launch, just a day after the Japanese politician, Haruki Kada, did bring some concerns to the Prime Minister, Shigeru Ishiba, and that was during the meeting for the government, and that was all according to IGN. Now, Kata's concerns were about how the game would act and would inspire violence towards the shrines in real life. He said, quote, "Of course, freedom of expression must be respected, but acts that demean local cultures should be avoided," end quote. Now, Ishiba said that he wanted to talk about that to the Japan's Ministry of Economy and Trade and Industry, the Ministry of Education, Culture, Sports, Science, and Technology, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. But Ubisoft did create a patch that would address those concerns. And that would be making the tables and racks and the shrines and temples indestructible. Now, there are some other things like bowls that could still be broken, but the tables remain dynamic and they'll be the objects that could be pushed around and moves. And you could knock stuff around by accident. Now, Ubisoft was given a chance to respond, but they said no. So if you play Assassin's Creed Shadows, well, we got that launch cinematic video, TV ad, via PC Games N. So you can check that out there. Now, if that was to be on Nintendo Switch, it might be on Switch 2. Polygon did say that Nintendo Switch 2 marketing blitz just got a big deal with Major League Baseball. Oh, yes, it did. And that was with the Florida Marlins. No, I'm sorry, the Seattle Mariners. My bad. Right now, on their sleeve, is the Nintendo's Switch 2 patch, and that will start March 27th. Now, the Nintendo's racetrack logo will also appear on the Mariners home jerseys, with the Switch 2 logo on the team's away jerseys. And of course, they've been linked together since 1992. That's according to the Seattle's Mariners president of business operations, Kevin Martinez. And that's what he said in a statement. And what he said was, quote, "Now, each time the Mariners take the field, our jersey sleeves will help serve as a reminder that all Nintendo of America has done for the Northwest community and the team." Keep in mind, Nintendo Direct Switch 2 will be April 2nd. It's only a couple weeks away. And you know what could go there, because it's already up on Xbox. It's Monster Hunter Wilds. And Pure Xbox is celebrating the fact that, hey, game's selling pretty big. In fact, on Blue Sky, Matt Piscaletta did put up a few posts. Quote, "Monster Hunter Wilds was the best-selling video game of February, instantly becoming the best-selling title in 2025 thus far. Launch month dollar sales of Monster Hunter Wilds more than doubled the total of Monster Hunter Rise achieved during this March 2021 debut." Further quote, "Monster Hunter Wilds was the biggest selling game of February across of each the PlayStation, Xbox, and Steam ecosystems, with Steam accounting for more than half of the title's total dollar sales." Further quote, "Monster Hunter Wilds month one full game dollar sales were more than 40% higher than those of Monster Hunter World in January 2018. But you know, if you're going to play that one on Steam, you might want to get a graphics card. PC Gamer did say that Nvidia did confirm an open issue with the Vero Aero VR headsets and the RTX 50 series graphics cards. And yes, the people were asking for help. But did they get a response? Well, players were still looking for any solutions, so they went to the open issues section, and it said that the Vero Aero VR headset could fail to establish a connection. So, if you have that problem, well, you might have to go with some of the workarounds, because players are looking to try some other things, including plugging the headset into a Thunderbolt expansion card. So, we know that the 50 series has also seen some problems with the black screens, but do what you gotta. Just know that that is a problem. A little bit more of equipment, and we're talking about the PlayStation Portal this time, because PlayStationLifestyle.net did say the PlayStation Portal can now stream about all the PlayStation Plus games in March without the PlayStation 5, which means it can play UFC 5, Prince of Persia The Lost Crown, Siberia The World Before, Bang on Balls, Chronicles, Arcade Paradise, You Suck at Parking, that's the name of it, and the Armored Core games. The ones it cannot play: Captain Tsubasa, The Rise of the New Champions, Mobile Suit Gundam Battle Operation Code Ferry. So not those, but others. Post Square said that Seros is coming to PlayStation as well, and it's an exclusive because of the fact that they were bought out by Sony. And that was the developer CEO, Adrian Kodetian, who's talking about the upcoming project. But like I said, that was only because of the Sony acquisition of the company. Now, the buyout did have some impact on how the business does operate. And there was the main difference of the increase of the financial resources, which should allow House Marquee to make Seros with a larger budget. And they were going through the budget of Alan Wake 2, but they couldn't get the one for Returnal, of which that was just a beast of a game, if you remember. So that's coming to PlayStation. But what else could be coming to PlayStation? About a remake, according to PlayStationLifestyle.com, called Croc Legend of the Gobs. And that will launch April 2nd. Oh, Wednesday, what do you do to me? To all of us, Wednesday the 2nd. Okay, something to look forward to. Oh, don't worry, Xbox, I got you too. Because PureXbox.com said that there are some games for free from March 20th through the 23rd. And that is Bassmaster Fishing, Shin Megami Tensei 5 Vengeance, Thief Simulator Warhammer 40K Inquisitor Mutter, the Ultimate Edition. So, if you want those things, you do those things. If you want those games, go check them out on your Xbox. And while you're doing that, go check out the Epic Games Store too. Blizzard Watch, of all people, said that it's a free game this week. Jurassic World Evolution 2. That's the free game. The original release date was November 9th, 2021. So if you had any interest in this game, now you can go get it. So go get it. While you're doing that, hey, you can go to McDonald's. Yep, we know that the Minecraft movie did hit via GameSpot.com. And now we know that McDonald's is making some toys. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. That would include the Big Mac Crystal, the Birdie Wings, the Fry Helmet, the Grimace Egg, Soda Potion, and Zombie Hamburger. All of them, all of them, all of them. And their suits, of course. And some of those are for real. Oh, there's a new sauce for your 10-piece McNuggets. The Neither Flame Sauce. Enjoy. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for Finally Friday. So go play some games, people.